Good morning, everyone. It's about 2:30, 2:40 in the morning here on Saturday morning, October the 2nd, 2021. I just got an email from a friend of mine who said that there were major airstrikes by China against Taiwan in Taiwan's airspace. We see the travesty that happened in Afghanistan, where hundreds of Americans were left stranded there with no help for the foreseeable future. We see other areas of the country that are literally a hotbed right now. You know, and we also see the United States coming against the United States government coming against their own citizenry with all of these crazy mandates. Well, that's pretty depressing when we look at it from a secular perspective. But when we look at it from what the Bible says, it should give us hope for the future, because Christ told us that there would be wars and rumors of wars, that nation would rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and perilous times would come. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. And we see in the days of Noah, the bloodlines were all tainted. Now they're putting RNA into people's bloodstreams, which is causing all kinds of problems. So, this is pretty strong evidence that we're living in the last of the last days. So where do we go to for assurance and hope? We have to go back to the Bible, the authorized King James Version of the Bible. We're told in Psalm 103:12, as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. In those days, and in that time, saith the Lord, the iniquity of Israel shall be sought for, and there shall be none. And the sins of Judah, and they shall not be found, for I will pardon them whom I reserve. Jeremiah 50:20. Thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Micah 7:19-18. Who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity? All we like sheep have gone astray. We turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Matthew 53:6. He shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul into death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and bare the sins of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Isaiah 53:11-12. We're speaking of the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. John 1:29. By the grace of God, I am what I am. 1 Corinthians 15:10. You hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin, where in times past he walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we had our conversations in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But ye are washed, ye are sanctified, ye are justified, in the name of the Lord Jesus, and the Spirit our God. First Corinthians 15:10, James 1:18, Romans 9:16, Romans 3:27, 1 Corinthians 1:30-31, Ephesians 2:1-3, and 1 Corinthians 6:11. Well, in the midst of all of this chaos, we have a Savior. His name is Jesus Christ, our Lord. He has put His faith in us. We have failed Him many times. We've faltered. We've succumbed to sin. But He is our great advocate. He's our mediator. And He has cast all of our sins from us, as far as the east is from the west. It's hard for us to contemplate how that could be accomplished. And it could only be accomplished through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. So let us return to the Bishop of our souls, and let us turn away from sin and turn to Christ. Give Him all the glory in all things. And let us always remember that we have the answer to the big question. We have the truth. We've been given the truth. And we've often asked ourselves, you know, Why? Well, we know the answer. Why would Christ care for a sinner like me? Why would He love me before the foundation of the world? Why would He suffer and die on the cross? Why would He pay such a tremendous cost? Why would He promise to come again for me? Why would He send a comforter while I await His return? Why would He love me forever and never from me turn? He did it because He loved me, not because of any good that I would do or have done. He did it because the Father gave me to His Son. He did it because of an eternal pact between the three in one, the victory He has won. This love I will never fully grasp or understand, but love answers the why. It was in His eternal plan. God bless, and may you have a blessed weekend is my prayer.